Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs.
This is Houston, contact with the test one.
All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth. March to April 2020. What has attracted you to space?
Adriana Knuff. I lived in a rural community as a child, a town of 600 people in Iowa, in the middle of the United States. My house was on the edge of the town, next to the corn and soybean fields that were all you could see as you looked towards the flat horizon. To say that I didn't fit in would be an understatement. Somehow, though, I was attracted to the stars above. Stars that shone so brightly at night that you could drive on a moonless night without your headlights on. Someday, I decided to signal to those out there in space with my flashlight, turning it on, off, on, off. I wanted to be taken away from this place. I wanted to go out there into what I understood as a space teeming with possibility. I had somehow heard that light travels continuously outward and could conceivably reach some other entity light years away. Of course, I know now that technically this would have been nigh impossible with the flashlight that I had. But as a child, I was entranced with this idea. It's telling that space, an environment inhospitable to life as we presently know it, could hold such an attraction to me. I guess it's because of my underlying transness, my queerness, my xenoness that was known to me then. And space thus marked a place of exodus, from a rural location that itself was inhospitable to me. I still feel that way, that space offers another possibility of being under different conditions to those found on Earth. I'm of course not the only one who thinks this way, and I'm inspired by the Kollontai Commune Project from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, which envisions queers in space as flows of energy. To actually do so would obviously mean radical transformations of our existences, and most likely the death of our present body. But this is not about Prometheanism, about vapid and colonial exploration of other worlds. Rather, it's about the possibilities of developing new conditions for us transino peoples, out there where we can possibly finally build a place hospitable to us xeno entities.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
Marie-Pierre Boucher. It is the artificial uterus that brought me to space. It was perhaps more a necessity of thought imposed by my empirical research and less an attraction. In my master's research, I was studying the individuation process of the artificial uterus, looking at the bioreactor used by bioartists Aaron Katz and Yonat Zur from the Tissue Culture Nord project, based at Symbiotica, the BioArt Center in Australia. I was looking at the bioreactors they use as 1, a technical variation of the natural uterus, and 2, a concrete instantiation of the artificial uterus. So instead of reducing the artificial uterus to a utopia or a dystopia, I approach it as a heterotopia. That is, as a technical object that could be localizable in space and time. And in this case, in the labs at Symbiotica. A bioreactor is a device or system that supports a biologically active environment and that mimics natural conditions. It's used in tissue culture and regenerative medicine. My research brought me to realize that one central limit to constructing a fully functional artificial uterus, either to grow in vitro meat, spare body parts, or fully developed babies, with the terrestrial quasi impossibility of reproducing microgravity conditions for the growth of synthetic entities. This is how I started exploring microgravity as a medium for growth, or anti-gravitropism, to use the word of Eduardo Katz, and also as a medium for artistic expression. So this is when I started to think of microgravity as belonging to political frontiers and not just to metaphysical ones. So it is the artificial uterus as a spaceship and microgravity which brought me to space.
My name is Dalila Honorato. Space, the final frontier. I don't know. Sci-fi. I am such a huge fan of science fiction since I remember myself. Star Trek, Space 1999, Galactica, not much, V, and whatever. It just, there was something about the unknown, something about going to that space of quiet, I guess. It's mysterious, it's so relaxing. Scaring too, especially when there are aliens running after you. I guess at the end, well, we'll find a way of coexisting. That is space to me. A place to transcend oneself and all the issues that one can find here in Earth.
1, 0, and lift off.
All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Yelizaveta Glukova. I think the origin of my attraction to space goes back to the sci-fi books and movies that I loved so much in my childhood, and still do. But in my practice, I got involved with the topic of space for the first time when I was writing my thesis on the visions of future. I was analyzing different scientific and cultural materials and realized what an important role our passion for space plays in culture. One might argue that from that perspective, the golden ages of space exploration are over, and the world will never again hold its breath following the first steps of humanity in the great unknown. And yet, almost every fifth released movie, in one way or another, exploits the topic of space. The faith that humans' future lays towards stars is such a big part of our perception that even people who don't believe in it are somehow part of it. Funny enough, a few months after I finished my quest for the visions of future, I happened to visit one of the first Moon Gallery exhibitions, which took place in ESA Aztec. That's how I got introduced to the space art. It gave me a new perspective on space as an environment which is meant to challenge us, inspire, instigate the most fruitful collaborations, and motivate us for further development. And ever since I've joined this art space community, space became an essential part of my life. My attraction to it grew from an abstract curiosity to the place where it personally challenges and inspires me, gives me strength and confidence to think and dream big.
This is in contact with the test 1.
Hello, my name is Michelle Hanlon. I'm a space lawyer. I'm the co-founder of For All Moonkind, which is the only organization in the world, in the universe, I like to say, that is focused on protecting our cultural heritage in outer space, all of humanity's cultural heritage. And so we'd like to start by thinking about, for example, the lunar landing sites and the cultural heritage that that accompanied a lot of the objects that are on the moon, like Luna 2, Apollo 11, and also things like the boot prints, the first footsteps ever made by a human on another planet. I'm also the co-director of the Center for Air and Space Law at the University of Mississippi School of Law, where I teach a number of space law classes, including U.S. space law, remote sensing law, cyber law, and some aviation courses as well. The first question we were asked was, what attracted me to space? I grew up as a child of Star Trek. I remember my family, we moved every 3 years. My parents were in the United States Foreign Service. But what was always with us wherever we went was Star Trek. For some reason, I will never understand that. They must have gotten some sort of films from the studios or something. But I was just so delighted by the concept of the togetherness that we have to have in space. I believe that space, being in outer space, being a multi-planetary species, is the only thing that will actually help us achieve peace on Earth, or help us attain that elusive peace on Earth. I believe, I love the Star Trek, the diversity of the bridge. Lieutenant Uhura, Captain Kirk, I love the concept of the Starfleet versus some national fleet. And you see it in so many science fiction stories. Every concept, the most common concepts of space include a humanity that is united in exploration and in discovery. And to me, that's what attracts me about space, is that unity of humanity, that overcoming of our differences in order to grasp the wonder of this universe that surrounds us. So space to me is full of limitless possibilities for peace and for unity, for humanity. And I look to the stars. I'm a dreamer. But I'm practical. I understand that I don't want humans to leave the Earth. I just really believe that we will have a better understanding of ourselves if we are able to explore. And the more we explore, the more we will learn that we are one and we are all in this together.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
Mina Longström, I think the very end of Wim Wenders' film Until the End of the World, where the female protagonist is depicted at the International Space Station, was the very first time I thought about space in any subjective way. Many things captured my interest once I saw not only men involved in them, but also women. I recently made a film about exploring Mars through images, following the work of roboticist and Mars rover driver Vandi Verma, whom I met at Carnegie Mellon University back in the late 90s. She later went to work for the Mars program at Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Already at CMU, I was completely fascinated with her devotion to her work in robotics, and by agreeing to make the film together, she invited me into the inspiring working culture of NASA's Mars rover missions. It was when I realized how visual her work as a Mars rover driver was that I knew I had found my sub-theme for the film. As part of the research for the film, I read about the history of Mars exploration and tried to find not only interesting men, but also interesting women in it. I also researched the history of women in astronomy, and it occurred to me that both astronomy and the film industry are fields where women for a long time struggle especially much for a place. Only recently there has been a major change. I read a doctoral dissertation about the Swedish filmmaker Maj Zetterling that stated that during the golden age of film in Sweden, which was roughly 30 years, when more films were made than ever, only 2.5 were directed by women. I feel very fortunate to live in a time where someone my own age and gender can inspire me to learn and get excited about a subject such as astronomy. Because I think often when we trace back our interest in a certain subject to a certain initial point, it is often another human being who has inspired us.
This is in contact with the test one.
My name is Neha Satak. It has been always exploration that has attracted me to space. What better to explore than space because of its vastness and also its beauty? So for me, space is exploration And I would like humanity to explore space, you know, in the coming decades, and really, get familiar with all of the wonders that the space, you know, holds, apart from the planet that we are on right now.
Daniela De Paulis, I think I never became attracted to space as such. It would be maybe more appropriate to say that I grew aware of space. I've always been in space. I always felt space is a part of me and I'm a part of space. So I don't perceive the division between my internal space and what is called external or even outer space. So for me, there is a continuation between space in my blood, my veins, my skin, my internal organs, my surrounding space, my room, my house, my environment, other people, the atmosphere, and so on. I think it's a matter of density, the density of matter. Perhaps this perspective comes from my dance background. I'm a former contemporary dancer, and I think as an art form, dance really helped me to shape this concept of space that keeps extending, becoming more and more aware within my practice. The space in which one moves as a dancer is very much the space of the stage. And over the years, my practice has been exploring larger and larger concepts of space. So starting with the urban space, then oceanic space, then it became the space between the Earth and the Moon, and finally interstellar space. So in theory, this space could be extended to infinite, and at the same time, bringing back the concept of internal space. So in my opinion, there is a mirroring effect between outer space and inner space. One leads to the other and vice versa. The more we become aware of outer space, the more we become aware of inner space. And this is why my practice very much deals with the relationship between radio astronomy, neuroscience, and consciousness studies. And this is very much the core of my work.
All Women Crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Yulia Akisheva. First, it was the stars. I remember one of the first encyclopedias that I was given was about astronomy. And I was just looking through the pictures and getting amazed by the sky and how beautiful and vast it is. And then on the beach trips with my family, I was just mesmerized by the night sky. I remember sketching the best starship to go as far as possible to discover the universe when I was small. And then as I was growing up, what kept attracting me to space was in fact all of the unknown, the questions, everything that the space holds for us to discover and to keep exploring and to find out what's our place in it. And today, actually, what keeps attracting me to space, besides all that I've mentioned before, is in fact the people. Really, the people who make up the space community, they inspire me because there are so many incredible stories of people who keep fighting for more knowledge about and in space. I find it just amazing. Sometimes people have to overcome difficulties with no education at the very beginning of their careers, or other differences and stories. And in the end, it's just so moving and inspiring that people take on this challenge to explore space. And this really keeps attracting me and makes me want to be part of this community.
This is in contact with the test one.
Ségolène Guinard, I think I was always fascinated by outer space, looking at the stars and the moon is a way of thinking about other things, such as, of course, our place, you know, as life forms, our situation in the universe. What does it mean to receive this light from the past, and how can we think about life when there are so much we don't know and so much we don't have access to, how life is contingent and so on. And outer space is really something that we can think about for, you know, an indefinite time, philosophically speaking, metaphysically speaking. And now I'm looking at space more as a way to think and critically address the questions of science and technology. How does that express power? How do we resist that? How is it opening path to aggressive capitalism, colonialism? How does it repeat mistakes that we've made? And I think that science and technology should be regarded as way of exerting power and violence as much as way of thinking and emancipating and everything we traditionally relate science and technology to. My point right now is to talk to scientists and understand how they make sense of what they are doing and how we can think together to think about space not as a dystopic future but as something else. And I don't really know, you know, what will be this something else. I think it's a plurality of thinking that we can find in science fiction. How can outer space, you know, help us thinking about gender, power, decolonialism? How can we use space as a platform to think otherwise? This is a fascinating future, more fascinating than is the space colonies or space settlement or Elon Musk dreams of space that are very manly and very traditional in a way. So this is my interest in space, how to think differently and how to think in outer space about the questions that are raging here on Earth.
Annick Bureau, I believe that the question for me today is less what has attracted me to space and more what is still attracting me to space, or to be more accurate, to human space activities. And I think that my answer today is very different, or a bit different from what it would be a few years ago or many years ago. I'm less and less interested by human in space as such, weightlessness, habitats on other celestial bodies, and so on and so forth. And I'm definitely not interested in space tourism. And I'm more and more fascinated by artifacts, probes that we send into space to try to understand, to have knowledge about the matter of a universe, so to speak, and the solar system. Maybe that my interest in space activities on one hand is more philosophical. What is the universe made of? What is the matter of the universe? How can we understand it? And on the other side, it still belongs to some kind of curiosity, or I would say space romanticism. The quest for an elsewhere, the quest for something we don't know and how it looks like.
Celebrating Women in Art, Astronautics and Astronomy.
My name is Kitsou Dubois. I am a French choreographer and a dance researcher. Pour moi, c'est l'inconnu.
The unknown, the possibility for a new experience, for an elsewhere where everything is to be reinvented.
La possibilité d'une nouvelle expérience, d'un ailleurs où tout est à inventer. Un véritable laboratoire pour une autre danse, une autre manière d'être au monde.
A laboratory for another kind of dance, another way to be in the world.
My name is Fabiane Borges. I don't know exactly where my interest in space started, but I will give you a little history of how this happened. In 2011, I was doing a research internship in visual arts at Goldsmiths University in London. I was writing a doctoral thesis on internet networks. Pedro Soller invited me to do an artistic residence at the Laboral Centro de Arte Industrial in Spain. There was an exhibition from orbiting satellites. I was delighted with the exhibition, especially with the work of Joanna Griffin, who mixed satellite poetics, storytelling, and mythology. As I came from the area of clinical psychology, my interest was to connect the field of space art with the field of subjectivity. Joanna's work updated a subjective and clinical dimension that made perfect sense to me and inspired me a lot. From then, my doctoral research changed completely. I started to research everything on art and space culture. I fell in love with the topic. At Satelliteless Movement meeting in Brazil, me and Pedro Soller created a project called Art in Orbit. It was made at the Contemporary Arts Center of Quito in Ecuador in 2015, where we managed to hold a mega exhibition bringing works from all over the world, organized mainly around themes such as space post-colonization, equatorial line, third world politics in Earth's orbit, among other things. When I returned to Brazil, I started to organize art and space science festivals, which brought loads of people together, artists, scientists, many art students, and science fiction people. It was not as common to find independent hacker space in Brazil as it was in Europe. It was necessary to associate directly with scientific research institutes to make things happen. So I started my second post-PhD studies in space science and technology at INPI, National Institute for Space Research, to create a space culture platform called SACI, Subjectivity, Art and Space Science. SACI is a way for me to relate to the universe of clinics, science philosophy, fine art, and space science at the same time. I became a kind of curator and articulator of space culture program in Brazil. We started in 2019 many projects at INPI related to satellites, but also to astronomy, terrestrial systems, advanced computer technology, and so on. That was how I got into the space world, without ever ceasing to be a psychologist, exercising the clinic. The relation with space science offers me a cosmic, scientific, technological, and planetary perspective. But the field of subjectivity is in the structure of my attraction to space.
1-0 and lift off.
All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Fliss Holland. This is a return journey. In 2005, I graduated as an astronautical engineer with a focus on asteroid defense systems. But I quit this career due to the sexual misconduct of my supervisor. For years, I pretended space didn't exist. Then in 2017,
the Me Too movement brought a radical shift in which crisis stories can be told. Comparing the grandiose sci-fi narratives of asteroid defense to the grim banality of sexual exploitation, depression, and self-harm, I see wildly different takes on what a disaster is and what survival looks like.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
Hélène Benaïm-Drieu, c'est la science qui m'a amenée à l'espace. Je suis de culture scientifique, aussi bien familiale que par mon éducation.
Science. It is science that brought me to space. I have a scientific culture coming both from my family and my education. It is through science that I joined the French Space Agency for projects in the International Space Station. So it is really scientific research that has attracted me in the first place. That is to understand this universe, the influence of microgravity on the body, on materials, on plants, to go beyond the knowledge we have on Earth toward the one that exists in the universe.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.